service. Yeah, thanks, Mark. If you can grab that. Here we go. Right, let me start the reading then. It's from verse 15, under the heading where it says paying poll tax to Caesar. We must pray to ask God to help us understand, and then I will read. Heavenly Father, we thank you that your word carries on forever. You are the God who has made everything and made us and know about us. And in the Bible we hear about you. Please teach us now. Amen. So then the Pharisees went out and laid plans to trap him in his words. So that's Jesus, went out and laid plans to trap Jesus in his words. They sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians. Teacher, they said, we know that you're a man of integrity and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. You aren't swayed by others because you pay no attention to who they are. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it right to pay the poll tax to Caesar or not? But Jesus, knowing their evil intent, said, you hypocrites, why are you trying to trap me? Show me the coin used for paying the tax. They brought him a denarius, and he asked them, whose image is this and whose inscription? Caesar's, they replied. Then he said to them, so give back to Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God's. When they heard this, they were amazed, so they left him and went away. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, please keep it open because we're going to think about what words we have in the Bible here to try and understand them together. We've sung this morning already, haven't we? God has made the oceans. He holds them in his hands. He can count. He can number every grain of sand. Imagine counting the number of grains of sand that you can get in just a small spoon. It'd be really hard. Counting all of those grains of sand. Then counting all the grains of sand on a whole beach. And then counting all the grains of sand in a desert. Well, God has counted all the grains of sand everywhere. No one can teach him. He can't learn anything because he knows everything already. Well, that's the God we're learning about from the Bible. And his son Jesus has come so that we can know him. Verse 15. Then the Pharisees went out and laid plans to trap him, to trap Jesus in his words. They've got a plan. And they get some people to come along with them who are not their friends, but they're going to help them. They get the Herodians, verse 16. They sent their disciples, so the Pharisees send their followers, to Jesus along with the Herodians. The Pharisees are religious teachers. They don't like Jesus because Jesus doesn't follow their religious rules. And he has had arguments with them where he shows that they've got hard hearts. They don't listen to what God says in the Bible. So they don't like Jesus. So they're making a plan. What do they want to do, does it say in verse 15? What do the Pharisees want to do? Yeah, Daniel? Trap him. Yeah, they want to trap him. A trap is, you think about it, we have traps for animals to get an animal stuck, to catch it, so it can't run away. If you trap a person, you catch them or you trick them, so they're stuck. It might not be you grab them, but you trap them with words. So that they can't say anything right. That's what they're trying to do, to get him in trouble. And the first thing they do to try and get Jesus to come into the trap is they say, what a great teacher he is. So verse 16, they sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians. Teacher, they said, we know you're a man of integrity and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. You aren't swayed by others. Because you pay no attention to who they are. So they're saying here, he's never scared to speak. A man of integrity means he does the right thing always. He teaches the way of God in accordance with the truth. He says what's right. You aren't swayed by others, means you don't give in to what they think. Now, if he doesn't say something, it's going to look like he isn't a man of integrity. He isn't a true teacher. They want to trap him with a question. Mark, I've got the slide here. A trick question. Here's some trick questions, some funny examples of trick questions. See if you're awake. bet you're going to know all of these straight away. So just give others a chance, okay? You, because you're super at these sorts of things. What are two things you can never eat for breakfast? Two things you can never eat for breakfast.
Lamy.
Lamy? No, that wasn't. That's good answer, but that's not the one I was thinking of. Two things you can't eat for breakfast. Lunch is one of them. And dinner, lunch and dinner. Yeah, you can't eat lunch and dinner for breakfast because it's breakfast. It's a trick question. What is always coming but never arrives? It's always coming but never arrives. Tomorrow. Tomorrow's coming, isn't it? We say that. Tomorrow's coming. It's always coming, but it never... Tomorrow doesn't arrive. What gets wetter the more that it dries? What gets wetter the more that it dries? It's a towel, yeah. How many animals did Moses take into the ark? Lots? Four? None? But why is it none, Chris? Oh, they went on two by two. He didn't take them. Any other?
Noah.
It was Noah, not Moses. That's the trick question. Did you hear the question? How many animals did Moses take onto the ark? Yeah. Okay, last question. What word is spelled incorrectly in every dictionary? The word incorrectly. Yeah, so if you look up incorrectly in the dictionary, it's spelled incorrectly. So some trick questions are fun, like those, but when they're not fun if they're trying to harm someone. And that's what these people are trying to do. They're trying to use a trick question to harm Jesus. And their trick question is in verse 17. Tell us then, what is your opinion? This is what they're saying to Jesus. Is it right to pay the poll tax to Caesar or not? Now, so they're giving Jesus two answers. Yes, it's right, or no, it's not right. Those are the two answers they're saying he can give. And whichever he says, it will upset one of these groups. Because if he says pay it, then it'll upset the Pharisee, the religious people, because it will look like he's supporting the Romans. The Herodians will say, yeah, that's great, because they like the Romans. But the Pharisees and the crowds, they'll be angry. But if he says don't pay it, then it will look like he's against the Romans. The Pharisees will be pleased, but the Herodians will be angry, and Jesus will be in trouble with the government. What's he going to do? He's got to pick between the Romans or the people, and whichever he picks is in trouble. It's a kind of heads I win, tails you lose question. Never done that, heads and tails? But that's actually a trick way of doing it. Heads I win, tails you lose. It means I always win. But Jesus can see what they're doing in this trap. He sees what they want to do. Verse 18 at the top of the next page. But Jesus, knowing their evil intent, said, "You hypocrites, why are you trying to trap me?" That your intent is what you intend to do. It's what you want to do. So Jesus knows they're wanting to trap him. They're pretending. They're hypocrites. They're not being honest. And Jesus doesn't answer their question. He asks them a question instead. Verse 19, "Show me the coin used for paying the tax." They brought him a denarius. Now, I've got a picture of one here. They wouldn't be that big, okay? But that's just a big picture of what one might be like for us to look to see. It's a denarius. It's a coin that they used just for paying the enemy Romans. If you in our Bible, it's got a really helpful thing. There's a little letter A, which is at the bottom of page 990. It says there, the poll tax was a special tax levied on subject people, not on Roman citizens. So the Romans, they'd come in, they'd taken over, like Russia's trying to take over Ukraine. Rome had taken over, and they made all the people who lived in that country give them money. So people hated it. Mark, can we have a slide? Oh, thank you. Jesus' wise answer is there. So it's a very clever answer. He said what the Herodians wanted. He said, yeah, pay the tax. But he said what the Pharisees wanted. God must be first in everything. He says it in such a clever way. He's got out of the trap. And do you see again Jesus is such a great teacher. He's not afraid. He's full of wisdom. He sees they're trying to trap him. He sees they're hypocrites. He knows exactly what to say. We should listen to all that Jesus teaches and listen to what his followers have put in the Bible for us, because he is such a wise teacher. And he's our teacher if we're Christians. In this answer, Jesus is teaching us something about governments and about God. So it's not just a clever answer that gets him out of their trap. It's also something we can learn from. So we're going to learn from it now. Mark, if you have the next slide. Oh, it's up there. Give to Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God's. That's what Jesus has said. Give to Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God's. And what Jesus is saying here is he doesn't want his people to go against the people in charge. Jesus doesn't want those who love him to ignore or rebel or go against the people who are in charge. So for us, that's the government, the police, and for children, that's your parents. God has put them in charge. And they're in charge because God has put them in charge. But just like back then, and it's the same today, the government can only do their work if they have money. The people in the government, they have, and they get their money from these things called taxes, where they take money from the people. And Jesus says, taxes are okay. Lots of us don't like that, but Jesus says they are, that they're right. So if someone says they're a Christian, but they don't pay tax, or they're always trying to not pay tax if they can, that's a sin. Like other sins, like lying or being mean or doing other wrong things. It's a sin if we don't pay our taxes at all. Because Jesus says it's right. Now, did you know that the Bible tells us about the government, about people in charge? Because it does. Because this is one of the things God has made in our world, and he wants us to understand, and wants us to understand what's good and what's wrong about it, when it is good or wrong. So it's the government in charge is not right just because they've got the army and they've got the police. It's not just because they're stronger. It's not because of an election that means that they should be in charge of us and we have to listen. It's because God has put them in charge. Some countries don't have elections, but the people should still listen to the government. In other countries, it might be the election gets won by someone we don't want, but we should still listen to them. Because God has put them in charge. People say, but what if it's a bad government? Should we obey them? Well, what does Jesus say? What does Jesus say about the Roman government? He said, pay the taxes. Who were the taxes going to pay for? They were going to pay for the Roman soldiers. The Roman soldiers who were going to put nails into Jesus' hands. That's a horrible thing. But Jesus said that they should pay the taxes. Not because the government's right, but because having a government is it reminds us that God's in charge and he's put people in charge in the world. And we need to fit in with that and live like that. It's not just taxes that we have to pay to follow the government. There are things the government tells us to do we need to follow. And we've got some pictures on the board now of some things that the government uses to tell us what to do. What does that mean if you see that? This is when you're driving or you're going along a road. What does that sign mean? Stop. Doesn't mean start, no. So if you're a driver, someone who's a driver, stop. Sorry? Stop. Not working, that's right. It means the traffic lights are not working. So drive carefully because you're coming up to a junction. Let's have a look at the next. Sorry, Sophie passed her, give her a round of applause, she passed her theory test this week. So she should get them all right. We won't ask her because she's already passed the test, but everyone else, what does that mean? No entry. It means you can't come down this road. So if you're a driver, you can't take your car down this road. And the government, who's in charge of the roads, has put those signs up to tell us what to do. If we've listened to Jesus, who said governments are in charge, we've got to do what the road signs say. What's the next one? Ah, what is that? What colour is that light? Stop. Hope, what colour is that? at the top. It's a red light. What does a red light mean on traffic light? It means stop. Yeah. So if you're driving a car, it means... does it mean stop unless you're turning left? Does it mean stop if you can brake safely? Or does it mean stop and wait behind the stop line? Which of those does it mean? Does it mean stop unless you're turning left? Does it mean stop if you can brake safely? Or does it mean stop and wait behind the line?
Stop and wait behind the line.
It is stop and wait behind the line. Next one. Does this sign mean red cars go fast? Does it mean drive in two lanes?
Yep.
Or does it mean do not overtake?
Do not overtake.
Which is it, Daniel? Do not overtake. Yes, the sign has got the car in red is doing the wrong thing. That's why it's in red. It's to say that's the wrong thing to do. Next one. Does this sign say, hurry, you're late? Does it say, take care because there are children around? Or does it say, hold hands to cross safely? Which of those is it? Hold hands to cross, take care. Sorry, the first one, hurry up, you're late. Take care because there's children around. Or hold hands to cross safely. Someone who's a driver, reassure me. Yes, take care, there's children around. Yeah, that's what that sign means. I think that's it, isn't it, Mark? Yes, thank you. Back to that slide. So God has put the government in charge. And the government needs taxes. We have to pay that money so the government to do their job. The government tells us how to drive our cars safely so that we need to follow the instructions. So when I'm driving, I must obey the speed limit. What if there's no speed camera? Do I still have to obey the speed limit? I do, don't I? Even if I won't get caught. Because who will know that I'm speeding? God will know. Yeah. It's true with how we use our money in our church. We've got Mark and Mark do lots of work to help us organise the money in church to make sure we've got enough money, to make sure we pay our bills on time, and they tell us and show us that we're organising the money properly. But they've also got to do it to follow the government rules. So if they were to do something wrong and the government didn't find out, would that be okay? No, because God has put the government in charge. We have safeguarding rules for church to make sure that children and adults who might be in danger get kept safe. It's not just to keep these rules because we're in trouble if we don't. The government has told us to do them. So we must follow the rules. So God has put governments in charge, and it makes the world better when there are people in charge. It makes schools better when there are teachers in charge in the school. Imagine going to school and none of the teachers came. It'd be chaos, wouldn't it? And it's good to have people in charge. They don't have to be Christians to be good. It's a good thing to have people in charge, the Bible tells us. So when people in charge are doing their job, they're actually doing what God wants, even if they don't realise, even if they're not Christians. And if we're Christians, we can say thank you to them for doing their job. We can say thank you to the policeman that you see doing their job. If you meet a politician, you could say thank you to them. I was thinking maybe as a church we might write a letter to our MP when he finishes at the next election, say thank you for the work you've done. We don't agree with everything he's done, but he's been part of God's plan that there are people in charge to look after the world. Give to Caesar what is Caesar's. So that's paying the tax, obeying the rules. But then the other part is give to God what is God's. Well, what belongs to God? So if Caesar gets the taxes and we obey the rules for driving, what belongs to God?
We belong to God.
Brilliant. Anything else belongs to God? So all the people, anything else belong to God?
Everything.
Sorry, Margaret?
Animals,
yeah. Anything else? Anything else belongs to God? Daniel? Everything. Yeah, everything. The people, the animals, and everything else. Yeah, every grain of sand in the universe, all the water in the universe, everything belongs to God. So give everything. So we've got a little illustration of this. Who is there? Anyone at the front here, or anyone else, can do jigsaws? I've got some jigsaw pieces that we need to put up on the board here as a jigsaw. Do you think You can have a go, Alexandra. Do you want to stand on here to be higher? How are we going to help Alexandra? If you stand on there so that you can put it onto the board, is that okay? Anyone health and safety conscious? Is this all right? Got a child standing on a chair? Yeah, okay. Can you help sort out, if you can help sort out which pictures to put them in the right way, then Alexandra can put them onto the board. Which one are you going to put up first? Okay, do you want to pass that one to her? Terrific. Notice that's got a straight edge, so it's got to go on an edge. Yeah, pop it on. That's it. If we just pop it on there. What's the next one?
That one.
That's got two straight edges. It's a corner. Which corner is that going to go on, do you think? Yeah, pop it there for now. We're going to have to move it in a bit, I think. This one, where does that go? You see that's got two... I think we need to move that. That's right. So let's move that one up there and put that one on. Yep, terrific. Oh, look, we're halfway there. Great. Another piece. Where's this one going to go? Yeah, it goes on the end there, doesn't it? That's right. Terrific. Are you okay? Are you feeling safe? Good. Where's that one going to go? Amelia. Where do you think that goes? Well done. Yeah. And that's easy. The last one. Terrific. Excellent. Well done. Well done. Give the girls a clap. That's it. Can you get down? Well done. So God is in charge of all of our day, every day, all of the week. So when we're playing, God's in charge of that time. When we're out in the playground, God's in charge of that time. When we're asleep, God's in charge of our lives then. When we're in our... So at home time... God's in charge of home time. At school time, God is in charge of school time. When we're with friends, when we're with people we know and family. When we're playing on a computer, God is in charge of that time. God is in charge of us when we're eating our food with our family. Is God in charge when we're together at church? Yeah, that's right. So when it says, give to God what is God's, and we've said everything belongs to God, all of the things that we do in our lives, all of those times, God is in charge of that. So we must find out, how do I do those things the way God wants? Doesn't mean we never play computers or never play games or never have sleeps, because all of those are God's time as well. But we find out how to do them God's way. That will be not grumbling, not being unkind to other people. Saying thank you to God for good things like food and for computers and enjoying those. Is there a part of life in your life? Do you see this jigsaw? This is supposed to be like a picture of all of life. Is there a part of your life that perhaps you're trying to keep for you and not live it the way God wants? Well, you should ask him. Say to God, please show me how to live that part of life your way. How I use my money your way. How I do my relationships, how I speak to people your way. Ask him to help. Are you struggling? Are you finding it hard to do something in your life the way God wants? Well, keep going. You're doing the right thing. Ask God for help in doing that. Because Jesus says, give to God what is God's. I'm going to put this last image up, the crown. God's in charge. Give to God what is God's and give to Caesar what is Caesar's. So, how much is God in charge of? How much is God in charge of?
Everything.
How much is God in charge of?
Everything.
Everything. So that means he's in charge of the money for tax as well, isn't he? But he says, I want you to use that money to give it to the government. He's in charge of the roads. But he says, when you're on the roads, I want you to obey the signs. He's in charge of all of us. But he says, in your church, I want you to follow the government rules about keeping people safe. That's what God has said to us. Now, if the government tells us to do something that we know is disobeying God, then we listen to God and not to Caesar. But we have to be very careful that we're sure about that before we make that choice. But this is Jesus' really clever answer that got him out of their trap, that shows how wise he is, and it teaches us about government. Give to Caesar what is Caesar. We have to do what the government says, because we give to God what is God's, and everything is God's. There's lots to think about. Children, it'd be good for you to think about that and talk about that with your parents when you're at home, so that you make sure you've learnt from this. Thank you for sitting well. If you'd like to, if you could go back to your seats, take the Bibles with you. You're welcome. And I will lead us in a prayer. Sorry, Rob. I'll lead us in a prayer to ask God to help us to do what Jesus has taught us. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus being such a wise teacher that he didn't fall into the trap of these people who were trying to trick him. And we thank you that he is our teacher. Make us good at learning from him, please. Help us to learn this lesson. I pray for those of us who drive cars that we would properly take care to follow the rules. That those of us who earn money, that we would be willing to pay the taxes, because Jesus has told us. Please help all of us to remember that everything in life belongs to you, God, and to find out what that means, how you want us to live in our life. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.